Well, a major coaching shakeup in the NFL, shaking up the league. Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden stepping down on Monday after past emails that were leaked to the New York Times exposed Gruden using homophobic and misogynistic language. Let's bring in Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports reporter. And Charles, I know you've been following this story really closely. Beyond the emails here, or I should say beyond John Gruden here, there are other names within the emails. I mean, how do you think this investigation opens things up? We've got John Gruden resigning. Could other coaches, other NFL officials potentially be implicated?
Well, it appears that this investigation into the Washington football team, the franchise and the workplace culture there is still ongoing. If they're still uncovering emails right now, obviously these ones that pertain to John Gruden, I think it appears that the NFL's process with Washington and the discovery process with the communications has not ended. As you said, there were other individuals that were involved in these email chains, most notably former Washington football team president Bruce Allen. Now, Bruce Allen, long tenured NFL executive, knows a number of people throughout the league. I think it raises the question of whether or not there might have been other individuals in the league who were having similar types of conversations with Bruce Allen during this time period. We're talking about roughly 2010, 2011 to 2018 between John Gruden and Bruce Allen. And again, I think you have a number of probably people in the NFL right now that are sitting there thinking, okay, what did I say on email? Who did I send this to? And does this open me to potential further scrutiny? I don't think we've reached the bottom yet of where this could potentially go.
And this comes at a time, as you've highlighted in your story, that the NFL has been in trying to go through a culture change. We've seen Roger Goodell sort of make that pivot as well. And, you know, when you look at ratings this year, they're up nearly 20% from last year. What is a story like this that seems to at least reaffirm what a lot of people sort of expected was happening behind closed doors? How does this being exposed, how does that change the image or damage the image of the league? And ultimately, what does it mean for, you know, fans who still watch the game?
Well, I think it says two things. Number one, we're talking about a very, in terms of celebrity status, John Gruden was at the top of the scale in the NFL. He's very synonymous with the product, did a lot of commercials, well-known, well-liked throughout the league. Definitely there was affection for John Gruden, both within the coaching ranks and executive ranks and the media. So to have this come out about John Gruden is very suggestive of, as you said, a culture of the NFL that existed for a very long time. But we have also seen the league in recent years try to distance itself from that culture, move forward, progress, and look at what is changing socially around the league and lean into that. So the first thing, again, of the two things we're talking about here, that exists. There are people in the league that are still part of that culture, that are still connected to that culture. But the second part of this that I think people have to understand is this shows a fairly hard stance as far as the NFL is concerned in terms of getting away from that culture and moving forward. Behind the scenes, the NFL leaned on the Raiders absolutely to do something about this, shared the emails with the Raiders, had a dialogue with owner Mark Davis. And I think the league was surprised after the initial dialogue about the emails that John Gruden went out and coached against the Chicago Bears, that Mark Davis as an owner did not take action. And I think on the other side of that, that may have played into this additional batch of emails being leaked to the New York Times and exposed and essentially putting the Raiders in a position that was untenable. They had to do something at that point, or John Gruden had to do something. So clearly reflects some seriousness in terms of the league's efforts to move itself forward and lean into the social attitudes that have changed around the league and be more inclusive while distancing itself from some of the words and attitudes that John Gruden reflected in those emails.
Yeah, and we should point out John Gruden put out a statement on Monday saying, "I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders, do not want to be a distraction." And he said, "Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt anybody." Final question here, Charles. I mean, you've talked about this culture change that's been happening within the NFL. You think something like this really accelerates that as well?
I think in some respects, I think, again, as I kind of put it in the column I wrote today, the NFL has gone through a clumsy process of moving itself forward, of embracing fans from different walks of life. We're talking about transgender fans. We're talking about really gay rights within the league. I mean, it's not that, it's weird to say that phrase, and it almost feels so archaic, like a relic of the past to refer to it that way. But let's remember, the NFL actually put out a PSA that said the NFL is gay, and it was part of embracing Carl Nassib, who is a star defensive player for the Las Vegas Raiders. And hey, you know what? This idea of having closeted players, people who can't come out and embrace who they are, we're moving beyond that now. And so I think in some respects, it signals to a broader community outside of those NFL locker rooms that, look, the league is serious about this. When we run into situations where we see people who are running absolutely counter to what we want the mission statement being moving forward in terms of inclusivity, involvement, embracing cultures and people, and just a different way of living, that's something that we're going to continue to lean into, and people should know that.
Yeah, Charles, it's great to have you on today to give us some context and perspective on this story. Yahoo Sports reporter Charles Robinson joining us today.